Senate Democrats' budget would require unspecified cuts from state agencies or employee salaries of $40 million in the remainder of this budget. That's less than half the $110 million Governor Jim Doyle had proposed, and far less than the roughly $360 million Assembly Republicans called for. Democrats' budget would also jumpstart a commuter rail line for Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee counties. One of the big reasons Democrats can do all that at a time when the state is running short of money is that they'd bring in an extra $90 million a year from corporations with out-of-state subsidiaries. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach says they're closing a loophole.
We're going after corporations, making them pay their own fair share. That's what we're doing. We're not going after our constituents. We're going after corporations who come into the state, set up in the state, make money in the state, but don't pay their taxes.
But Republicans call the proposal a clear-cut tax increase, and Governor Jim Doyle has been cool to the idea. Ripon GOP Senator Luther Olson says he has no sympathy for corporations, but that at the end of the day, people will pay this tax.
Either when they buy the products or when they work in those industries and they don't get the raises and whatever. So it's not going to come off a tree. It will come from our citizens one way or another.
Olson and other Republican lawmakers also oppose a hospital tax that now has the backing of both the Hospital Association and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. But lawmakers from both parties now appear united behind a plan to delay a school aid payment in order to keep the state's checkbook technically balanced. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.